For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, this is going to be another embarrassing one, but it's
for who?
It's for me.
Oh, okay.
But it's what we do. It's what I do because I always like to be fully transparent when we're doing our confessions because that's the whole idea. So let me first play some audio from the NBA on TNT last night and for lack of, you know, being able to see it, in the middle of a conversation, Shaquille O'Neal gets up and shuttles his way to stage right out the door, and this happens.
The other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Catching a cramp?
Go ahead. Keep talking, Chuck.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know. Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, yo.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, you can't hold it no
that's
more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless she's got something. That wasn't something planned, was it?
No,
that was
not planned.
Oh, hey, listen, it wasn't planned.
He was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
gut. No, he's been drinking the olive oil.
Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut.
So in the middle of the segment, Shaq, like, really had to go. Like, go, if you know what I mean.
Got to go right now.
Here's my confession. Figgy, you remember this. You probably don't remember exactly the details because I didn't tell you. So remember, it was in the summertime, and Reggie wasn't here yet, and we had Adam Spillane on. He was on the phone because it was a day game. And I asked a question, and then I turned to you. I said to you over the intercom or whatever you call this thing, the talkback.
The IFB.
IFB. I said, hey, can you ask him the next question? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I did that.
Oh, I did.
Oh, wow.
Nah, you did not tell me that.
I didn't tell
part.
You why.
Yeah.
I think you thought maybe someone was at the front door or something I had to let in. I mean, when it hit like right then.
And it is miserable.
And it is miserable.
Was it coffee? Was that
I don't
induced?
Know what it was, but I can relate to what, like, sometimes the darndest times, like, all of a sudden it's like, oh, It's real. It's real. I talked back. I said, hey, Figgy, can you ask the next question?
I do love the Inside the NBA is the type of show where it's so loose, where it's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That happens. Now,
that couldn't happen on SportsCenter.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine one of the SportsCenter anchors just like, can't do it?
Yeah.
Can't do it?
Yeah.
It needs to happen right now.
Yeah.
Like, well, Scott Van Pelt would never.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But, I mean, have you ever had to, like, in the middle of a segment?
I did one, not in the middle of the segment, like during the show, but it was one time I was running a game. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a national game.
Oh,
like,
that's tough because you got to send the break.
I was the only one here. I was the only one here. And I'm like, man. So I'm sitting there waiting for the guy to call for the legal ID so I can play the legal.
Yeah.
And I'm like sprinting out here to the bathroom, man. It was crazy. Like, I could have. Like, nobody could cover for me.
I asked Adam Spillane a question, And I didn't even hear the answer. I told Figgy, hey, can you ask him the next one? I just took off. I didn't hear two answers. And I came back, interesting, Adam, interesting. Moving on.
at the risk of being nasty, because I know we're talking about, you know,
yeah.
You know, movements.
It's a human condition.
I know. And but we're also in lunchtime where, you know, people are eating and stuff.
Yeah.
But those have to be the most satisfying instances where you're just like,
well, ultimately
I just need to get a little bit of this done. I just need to get a little bit of this done because I can't afford to like really take care of this fully. Yeah. But I gotta handle a little bit so that we relieve some pressure and then, you know, just tighten up, you know?
Yes.
Hold the line.
And it's up for us, not to feel sorry for us.
Oh no, our job is not digging no ditches.
Yeah, but we get 3-4 minute breaks.
That's it.
Like, whatever you can get done, and you can't even take the whole 4 or 5 minutes because you still got to go and tidy yourself up and bring yourself back.
And sometimes you got to watch what you eat because you got to watch what you eat because if you got to go during the show, it's a coffee. Some people can't handle coffee like that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, nah, you got to hold that off.
Yep.
Yeah, you coffee for later.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was watching basketball yesterday, as I'm just going to be a mini confession is that I'm going to be entirely useless for the next month or two, because if there's going to be playoff basketball on every evening, and if you wanted to guess where Reginald Atatula is for the next few months, it is likely in front of someone's TV watching playoff basketball. I am that dude. But furthermore, watching basketball yesterday, and the Clippers got was an incredible win. Ooh. It was a very good basketball game between the Clippers and the Nuggets. And I have to confess, and I mean this, I believe this thoroughly, and I'm not trolling, none of that. I believe this sincerely. Injuries have robbed us of what I believe to be the best postseason basketball player of all time in Kawhi Leonard.
That's bold.
It is. But
like, he's in the conversation.
The way that he...
Rookie year.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, and from his rookie year was more just like the defense and clamping people up. But as he continued to develop, mind you, in that time where, you know who was an assistant coach on that Spurs team while he was developing and adding more updates, like an iOS update every year? Ime Udoka. But he just kept adding to his bag consistently. And, I mean, we've seen playoffs. Obviously, you can talk about 2019. With the Raptors, you can talk about various instances, even with the Clippers, although like outs around being hurt, where he get to a spot, he'll knock down shots, he will clamp people up, he will get blocks, he will steal the basketball, and he'll do it while looking like he is not happy with any of it, and he's just incredible. Last night, there was a point in time where he had 32 points on 12 of 13 shooting.
I think he finished 14 and 19, something like that.
Yes.
I put this down in my notes. That was a masterpiece. That was a basketball masterpiece that he put forth last night.
And he does it frequently.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing that makes it infrequent is when he's injured.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of that, like, and I understand who I'm talking about. I understand that I'm talking about all the greats that have shown up in the postseason and done incredible things. I would put Kawhi Leonard up against all of them if he could have managed to be healthy.
I would put him up against him. I think he's in the conversation, but clearly, I mean, you know, you can talk about the obvious ones, Jordan and Bird and more, some more recent ones, but he's in the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was out in the Woodlands. I had went over to the, Carlton Woods?
Yeah.
The
great place.
Yeah. It was an amazing place. Mm-hmm. I kind of did a little tour with the Chevron Championship. And afterwards, me and the wifey went to a spot called Fielding's Wood Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. And I got to confess, I think I might be a jerk because
you're not a jerk.
So
I don't know. I'm waiting. I'm gonna hear.
Yeah. So we ordering our food, and I could tell the way she's ordering. She wanted to order multiple things, mm-hmm. or when it comes to like the side dishes, but she was like, you know what? What you getting?
Oh,
and
no.
So she's trying to.
Oh no, she was trying to use your side dishes.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So that's nasty work. Yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah. So she said, you know what? I'll do the mac and cheese, and she thought I was going to get the fries.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I get the same thing she getting, the exact same thing.
Oh yeah, you're a jerk, but I respect it.
Her mouth hit the ground. Like, wait, you not getting the fries? So long story less long, I end up getting the fries. And of course she ate half of them.
Yeah.
Nah, you should have stood your ground. I thought that was a perfect play.
Yeah,
I thought you played that perfect.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was a jerk move or if that was the right call.
It is, but it's also the right call. Simultaneously, both of those things.
Make me try to order the fries because you
see what
some.
You're doing move.
Yes.
I see what you're doing.
And yeah, it's a counter. Work. Yeah. Just like in any sport. Like, hey, man, okay, punch. This is what you're trying to do? Are you trying to put me in the pick and roll? Or are we going to switch it? How about that?
Yeah, I'm going zone right
exactly.
now, man.
Exactly.
Yeah, she do that all the time. Like, I don't know. I be wanting to be nice, but I'm like, man, I'm going to get the exact same thing.
You said middle open, or are we sending nine routes down the sideline? Yeah. How about that?
Either that or a real jerk move would get some seafood because she don't eat seafood at all.
Hey, if it's any consolation, and I hate to just group all people together.
Uh-oh. But that's never a good start.
But I am. All women do that. All spouses and significant others.
That is the opinions of John Lopez, John P. Lopez.
Ask them if they do it. They'll tell you they do.
Look, I didn't say I disagreed. I just said I'm not putting my name on it.
I find myself irrationally excited about something for the Texans draft watch party on Thursday that most people haven't even noticed. I'm like excited because I think we're going to actually get more than just a few seconds of the mariachis. The Texans mariachis are awesome. Like, and I saw that the mariachis are going to be part of the show. I'm going. I think you're going.
I believe so.
I think Figgy's going to the Texans watch party. So would highly recommend everybody to get out there.
That's at the Avenida, ain't it?
Yes, at the Avenida de las Americas. And I'm like, I saw the release and I went, oh, the mariachis are going to be there. I bet you, because all we get at the games, and I love it, and you know this, because I always stand up or whatever.
Yes, you always make
start
note.
Start singing along.
I know I'm always good to get one elbow to the shoulder, like, hey, the mariachis.
Be quiet. But they usually play like 30 or 40 seconds. I think we might get like the whole, they're really good. We might get the whole spiel here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
all
excited.
All right.
About
I had not
that.
Considered that. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the vibe is mm-hmm. as people, hunker down. It'll be a nice little long wait, probably a few hours to get to 25 or maybe 19 or wherever.
Boy, Willis.
Two is crazy. I saw someone saying that you should see how stupid the Browns are and see if you can get them again. I'm like, I don't know if you can get them for
with
three.
The third pick.
Yeah.
We have a trade.
That would make the night go a lot quicker, though.
Well,
I'll
tell
you that.
The second pick.
That would make the night go a lot. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Browns
Giants.
Got the second.
Giants
yeah.
have the third. Mm-hmm. They've just become the same team in my mind, which is probably not fair to either of them.
Same difference.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it would make the night go a lot quicker if it's like, yeah, we're done at three. Or we're done at two.
Mm-hmm.
We got out of here. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions. Again, appreciation to the men's clinic for helping us get those off. But coming up next, the Astros got a strong win, 7-0 against the Jays yesterday. Kevin Glossman on the mound was dealing until he wasn't. You had DeZenzo show up. A 7-0 victory. Was that the best win of the season for the Astros thus far? Let's break it down next.